Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Ronaldinho takes, and David Seaman's cut off his line, and Brazil take the lead. Oh, how about that?
Shaqiri, here is Shaqiri. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes!
Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go tonight. Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup. As always, brought to you by Energy, Quanta, Houston Methodist, and Coca-Cola Southwest. A big thank you to those sponsors, and excited to get into some soccer talk here tonight. We're going to do a little bit of history on the World Cup. I got a great upcoming event to let you know about. And, of course, we'll give a few tickets away to the Dynamo Mazatlan game on Friday. Plus, we will hear from a number of different people here tonight, including Maria Duran, of the Houston World Cup Committee, also David Fletcher out at Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. So a lot to get in here to tonight. Okay, so let's first start it off. Let me talk about the 1970 FIFA World Cup in Mexico. That's going to be our featured history piece here tonight. Now, just to remind you, we are doing events called Monday Night Football, and these are airings of FIFA-endorsed World Cup films. So we have the 1970 World Cup featuring Pelé, Carlos Alberto. I'm about to talk about them. It's coming up. It'll be on August 18th at the University of Houston, downtown, the new wellness center there. Beautiful new facility. University of Houston, downtown, the new wellness center. August 18th, 6 o'clock, we will air the FIFA film of the 1970 World Cup. So let's talk about the 1970 World Cup. It was played May 31st to June 21st. It was the first time the tournament was held out of Europe or South America. So think about that. In Mexico, the legendary Azteca Stadium, which, just to get up to date here, in the 2026 World Cup that's upcoming, we'll have seven games here in Houston. Well, the opening game will be played in the legendary Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. So it's kind of a throwback to 1970, and this Brazilian team would win their third title. It was the Jules Rimet Trophy. They got to keep the trophy permanently because it was their third win. They had won it in 58 and 62 as well. The final was 4-1. They beat Italy. Third place was West Germany. Fourth place was Uruguay. Again, remember, this is a World Cup with only 16 teams. We're going to be up to 48, and there were only five cities. Mexico City, Guadalajara, León were some of the venues. And in Guadalajara, having been there many times, Guadalajara has a special affinity for the Brazilian national team as well. All right, so some of the big stories. This was the third cup won by Brazil, considered one of the greatest of all time. And he would be the first player, Pelé, to win three World Cups. Now, the coach of the team was Mario Zagallo, who was a player on the 58 and 62 winning teams. There was a game called the Game of the Century, Italy beating West Germany in the semis. And that got Italy to the final to take on Brazil. That was, many regard that as one of the greatest World Cup games ever. 4-3 extra time, Italy win over West Germany. First World Cup on television that was broadcasted in color. And it was the first World Cup to have yellow and red cards, although the tournament did not have a red card issued during it. And Brazil had, and this is why I want to mention these names, because these are legendary names in the game. Tostão, Jairzinho, Rivelino, Gerson, Carlos Alberto. And again, Mario Zagallo was the coach who had won the thing as a player in 58 and 62. Big-time fluid attacking team. You saw Carlos Alberto in the final run the length of the field from the center back position to get on that famous laid-on diagonal pass from Pelé that he blasted into the side netting. Jairzinho scored in every match for Brazil in this tournament. He had 7 goals. But this marked the end of the great Pelé. Pelé would then come to the United States, but that would be his last World Cup. And many would say this was the peak of the term that was brought up for the beautiful way that Brazil played, the Jogo Bonito. You'll hear that term often, and I'm mentioning this to many people who are listening who already know all this. But the television impact was big because of the way Brazil played. And believe me, this is 4 years before the Netherlands and adds to it. But this helped bring a bigger global impact to the game of soccer with the TV. And then the way that Brazil won this, the flair that they had, the individuals, the beautiful things that we all go to watch games for. So the Brazil team of 70, let's talk a little bit more about them. We'll go a little bit deeper on them. Individual brilliance, but also collective brilliance. Immense individual talent, people with ridiculous technical skills, vision, style. And of course, this becomes legacy because it was the third Brazilian World Cup win. And Zagallo would become the first coach to win it both as a player and a manager. So it was a team that morphed into a lot of different systems, not to get too heavy on tactics here tonight, but, you know, it moved into all types of different things. 4-2-4, 4-3-3, 4-5-1, whatever number combination you want to say, Brazil pulled it off. They had 6 wins in 6 matches, scoring 19 goals, conceded 7, but it was expressive football. And it was the type of football that Brazil became known for. Rhythm, space, we're thinking samba drums, we're thinking Jogo Bonito. So for Pelé, he becomes a global icon, no question about it, winning 3 World Cups. He was the heartbeat of the team. He had 4 goals, including 1 in the final, and then he had that famous, I would call that kind of a no-look assist at the top of the box to Carlos Alberto. I already described that. Alberto steaming forward down the right in the channel. Pelé lays on the perfect weighted pass. Alberto's eyes as big as saucers, strikes this thing as sweet and as clean as possible, and scores. Now, there was also another iconic play in this World Cup that many still talk about today, and that was when Brazil played England, and they called it the save of the century. Pelé had a header that was destined to go in the corner, and somehow Gordon Banks picked it out of the corner. Just another remarkable play. All right, let's go to Jairzinho. He had 7 goals. They called him the Hurricane. Powerful runner, relentless, change of direction, cutting inside, cutting outside, winger type. And Pelé drew so much attention that Jairzinho took advantage of the space and the room that he was gifted because of the attention Pelé got. Tostão, left-footed, would drop deeper into midfield. It's like a withdrawn forward, maybe you would call him, or another type of playmaker, but a great sort of foil to Pelé. Then you had Rivelino, quick short bursts, dribbles, powerful left foot, had the power from long range as well. I mean, this team had everything when it came to an attacking standpoint. Bending free kicks from Rivelino, you get those. Perfect foil to the right-handed side of the attacking team of Brazil. Well, he was on the left. But again, just, you know, when I'm talking these names, I'm conjuring up their images in my head, because this is a time period where I'm getting into soccer as a kid, And even beyond this, we all hear of this 70 Brazil team. And, these players become indelibly etched in your mind. Gerson, the brain, was kind of a tempo guy. Incredible vision. He also was left-footed. I mean, they had a couple of left-footed players in this team, which is always a luxury. Carlos Alberto. Some say that's the greatest Brazilian goal in team history. Certainly a team goal. That was the layoff from Pelé. And he powered forward from a defensive position. Always had composure and class. I got to watch him on a daily basis. Well, not a daily basis, but pretty regular basis. Because when he came to the New York Cosmos, he was just the most elegant defender. He didn't have to get into physical confrontation, Carlos Alberto, because he just always seemed to be there. And all of a sudden, the pass and the ball's at his feet, and it was like effortless. I never saw a defender so effortless. Maybe Franz Beckenbauer, who was playing with him. Could imagine those two guys of composure and class playing next to each other. But Carlos Alberto was just so smooth and so polished. And by the way, there was a genuine fear of him. He was a big man. It was a strong man, skilled. In those days, they had the shootout, and he did something in a shootout that nobody saw. He scooped the ball up in the air so it would bounce on the AstroTurf. The goalkeeper came charging out, and then after it bounced off the turf, he just, lobbed a volley over the goalkeeper. I think it was against Minnesota, but I never forget that. Carlos Alberto. And then I think I was playing in a league called the American Soccer League, and he was the coach of Miami. And I never forget it because I was able to meet him in the locker room before the game and going out on the field. He was a coach of the Miami Sharks. Goalkeeper of that team was Felix. Got to remember him. Only conceded 7. And then the manager, Mario Zagallo. That point, you're a player that goes to being the coach of a group of guys that you've won World Cups with. That's not the easiest thing to do. Obviously, you had all that creativity. They said he was pretty democratic with the way he handled. Obviously, you got stars and egos and legends, so he did not get too involved and obviously knew the Brazilian soccer culture, so he didn't get overly involved as an autocratic coach. So Mario Zagallo, one of the few, like Franz Beckenbauer, who have won the World Cup both as player and coach. There was a story about the media back then saying Pelé and Tostão could not play together. Well, he didn't care. He played them both together. They win the final 4-1. They get goals from Pelé, Gerson, Jairzinho, Carlos Alberto. And that was the legendary gold or canary yellow with blue shorts. I mean, that look is mythical, right? That look is mythical. Look, I saw Tigres come in last night. Tigres's, traditional jersey is that yellow that nobody misses. Now, last night they wore a blue version, which blue is one of their colors too. But that yellow, it's kind of like the Mexican national team with green. Those are the iconic jerseys that never leave. Well, the Brazilian national team, with the gold or the yellow canary shirts and blue shorts, that's just legendary, totally legendary. So there you have it. That's going to be our next event. So 1970 World Cup, Pelé in Brazil winning it. It's the third one. So many stars on that team. And then you've got this event that we're doing. It's Monday Night Football. We just did a good one out at Hugh O'Connor's. That was the 66 World Cup. You'll meet a lot of nice people. It's a wonderful networking event. The artist, Battiri, and I have combined to kind of come up with this idea. He's doing all the execution part of it, so really, really thankful to Battiri. But, this is really unique, and it's organic, and it comes from the community, and it's perfect when we're less than a year away from a World Cup. It'll be August 18th, University of Houston downtown in the new Wellness Center, 1970 FIFA World Cup film featuring the great Pelé, and I will see you there as well. Looking forward very much to meeting and seeing everybody. Had a wonderful time and met some new people. So it was really, really cool. And hopefully they become listeners. All right, so we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We got more to roll here. This is Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup, brought to you by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, Energy, and Quanta. I'm Glenn Davis. Stick around. We got more great soccer talk coming up.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Destination 2026 here on ESPN 97.5. By the way, ESPN 97.5, this is your home for Soccer Talk in Houston, Texas. So if you want to stay on top of it, two shows every week. We've got Soccer Matters on Tuesday. And now the new Destination 2026 Houston's Countdown to the Cup, which is brought to you by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist Energy, and Quanta. All right, historic. Houston just had the Gold Cup final, and of course the architect of this coming from Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, he's David Fletcher. He joins us now. David, welcome to the show as usual, and it's a great show, in fact, because of an exceptional event with the Gold Cup final here in Houston.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Always good to be with you, and even more fun when we're talking about events like we had earlier this month with the CONCACAF Gold Cup final, and really Gold Cup as a whole. Houston shined once again. Great market, four matches, three sellouts. I think an opportunity that was created around the matchup we got with U.S. and Mexico in the final was an incredible signature cap to that. Really, really special for our community to bring that match back here. Only the third time we've hosted at NRG, but the first time in a competitive final, and what a final it was. Just an incredible night, an incredible weekend for Houston, for soccer fans, and a great preview for what's ahead next summer.
David Fletcher joining us, Lone Star Sports Entertainment. By the way, I was really impressed throughout the tournament to the buildup of it. Performances by Guatemala, fantastic. Selling out Shell. You had Honduras. So you really had a great set of semifinals. Either way, you were going to draw a lot of fans in the Gold Cup final for sure, even if it wasn't U.S.-Mexico.
Well, I think as we looked at how the tournament was unfolding, and we talk about why is Houston such an important soccer market, not just because of the strength of Mexico, which certainly is there. But, as we looked at the way things were unfolding, the Hondurans would have packed NRG Stadium. Guatemalans would have absolutely packed NRG Stadium. It was incredible to see what they did in St. Louis. And even the performance of the United States team really brought a lot of energy to what was – earlier in the month, a really disappointing start for Team USA, given how their spring has unfolded and a lot of the things that were off the field. But, that's what tournament soccer can do. And that's what, opportunities like these events can bring to our community. So we have a lot of great storylines coming out of the final, Glenn. I think a lot of those would have been the case regardless. Because of the quality of the countries and their fans and the performances they had on the field. But to have the biggest attendance ever in the history of Houston for a soccer match, which we did, 70,925, to have an atmosphere that really was unlike any that we've seen in quite some time in that building. And, all the things that these events are about, bringing visibility to our community. It was the most watched Gold Cup match in the history of the tournament, peaking at almost 6 million viewers on Fox. So, those are the kind of things, along with the huge economic impact that these type of events can have, $50 plus million estimated And over 35,000 fans traveling in to Houston for the match itself, which over half of the tickets were from out of the state of Texas. I mean, when you think about, and I think it was, I think the last data I saw, Glenn, I think it was like 11% were outside of the country. That's huge for Houston. That is what makes these events so critical in the long run, because bringing people to our community, bringing eyeballs to our community, is why we work so hard to bring these here. And Gold Cup Final was certainly a check on all those big things that we work for.
All right, so we're less than a year from the World Cup. Speaking of big events, what goes on in the mind of David Fletcher at this point after hosting a successful Gold Cup? So where are your thoughts right now as we, you know, are beginning to get into cruise control? And once we find out who the teams are in December that will be coming to Houston, then it'll probably get ramped up a bit. But, you know, what are the things that you're thinking about at this moment? I'm very interested.
Well, I think you could certainly put it into buckets. I mean, first and foremost, you know, we're a very proud partner of the Houston World Cup host committee, and working with them to sell hospitality and sell tickets for next year's matches. You can go to lssc.net to get information today on all of the 7 match opportunities that exist around the NRG events, plus tournament wide opportunities in all cities. So for us, you know, we want to do our part to continue to bring major event soccer to Houston and utilize the expertise we have and being able to support the host committee there. Tremendous market, tremendous fandom. You know, I can't even begin to explain well enough just how exciting these events will be, how different the feel will be as we look towards next summer. You know, I think as you look at some of the other buckets that we focus on, really trying to continue to build the brand of Houston off of the major events like the World Cup. You know, we've hosted more major international soccer matches than any other market in the country between Shell Energy and Houston over the last decade plus. That's not by accident, but it's certainly something that we can't rest our laurels on. I'm actually in Chicago today myself. Up at the Premier League Summer Series event, Man U and Bournemouth will headline that tonight. But, you know, that's an event that is growing its profile in the U.S. We want to be partners with that group in the future. And so working on trying to build off of the success of Gold Cup, build off of the runway that World Cup creates to continue to bring more and more of these major international events to Houston. And then I think as a fan, you know, I think, and if you will call it an ambassador, you know, which you're obviously among the top of that list. You know, I think just trying to be somebody that can really articulate and help people understand what's coming to Houston. It's certainly the 7 soccer matches, but, you know, it's so much more around the month long celebration of our community, of the sport, of the diversity here. And just trying to really support the Chris Kennedy and his team and our community leaders who are very much involved in making sure World Cup is a success. We've got a lot of experience. We're happy to support it. And we're really excited to see what unfolds over the next 12 months.
David Fletcher heads up Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Information, tickets on the World Cup, LSSE.net. Of course, we don't know who's going to be coming to Houston until December in the draw, but and get ahead of it and get ready for what is going to be a remarkable, remarkable summer. All right, your great friends of Tigres just came into town and took on the Dynamo last night in the League's Cup. They got a 4-1 victory. But, you know, I went into that stadium last night and, you know, I regained that kind of World Cup feel with the Tigres fans coming in there and the chanting and, you know, the lights on their phones. I mean, there was just a really, really great atmospheric feel in there last night. And, you know, we're going to get that. Yes, we're going to get that in the stadiums during the World Cup, David. But, man, everything going on in the community, from watch parties to down in Edo where the fan fest will be held, there's going to be action all around Houston during this World Cup for an extended period of time. And I would think a lot of people are going to maybe even base out of here to go to other games like in Dallas and places like that.
No question, the central location and the easily accessible airport system that we have is going to play to our benefit. Obviously, one of the major hubs for Latin America in the world, and we'll see. Just like you said, so much activity. I think they expect almost 500,000 people in the market over the course of 30 days, if not more. And that's not even including the 7.5 million plus people here in Houston that, you know, live in and work in our community every day. You know, when you have events like last night, and you see Leagues Cup getting fired back up and Tigres and Dynamo last night, you know, it certainly points to why Houston is again and again one of the best soccer destinations. You know, you've got an international club there in Tigres with a great following here in Texas. Obviously, Dynamo fans out there last night as well, and Correa certainly looks like a great addition for Tigres early on. He's played well in their Liga MX games, and last night put on a clinic out there. What an offensive weapon he will be for them. You know, taking the baton from Gignac after a decade plus of success for Tigres. But
well, fans, you know, got to see Andre Pierre Gignac. He did come on at the end. I mean, he's 39 years old now, but I mean, such a symbol of Tigres. And to your point, Angel Correa, by the way, came over for those who might not watch La Liga, came over from Atletico Madrid and produced two stunning goals in this. Dynamo played well, I thought, the first 45 minutes. Unfortunate to concede right on the stroke of halftime and stoppage time. And then tied things up after a mistake in midfield. But then Tigres kind of took over, really dominated the possession on the night. But just the atmosphere and everything, you know, back to what we just keep going back to, because we're addicted to that. I mean, the cheering, the lights on the phones, just phenomenal last night.
Well, and more to come. I mean, you know, Houston has become a destination for Leagues Cup. Many of the Liga MX power clubs play here. Got Club America coming in later in the week. That'll be a great atmosphere. And then Pachuca and Dynamo next week. So, you know, I continue to praise the work of MLS and Liga MX to, you know, work on that tournament. We got a chance to be a part of it last year with Tigres and Inter Miami, and it was an incredible atmosphere and something that I think we'll continue to build. Very fortunate in this community to have to be at the intersection of major international soccer in North America. And tournament like that, it's picking up steam. Certainly Houston's going to be a big part of the success for that going forward. And I know we're looking forward at NRG to trying to continue to work with the Dynamo and with MLS to see if there's an opportunity at some point in the future to come back over to our place and bring even more of that passion into our building, which would be exciting.
David, any now with the World Cup coming, I would think Houston's a prime location potentially for friendlies, for World Cup teams to get opportunity to play games. Anything on the horizon? I don't want you to open Pandora's box here, but are you thinking along those lines?
We always are, Glenn. You know, the FIFA window this fall, the FIFA windows, I should say, this fall are really focused on World Cup qualifying. And then as you look into the spring, you're going to see a lot of the bigger European clubs, the bigger South American clubs that do qualify, trying to get over here for tune-ups. We're always in the mix, as we've talked about many times, and we're very fortunate to have this problem. But NRG Stadium is a very busy building. So, you know, the calendar is always something that we try and navigate, but we are definitely working with all of our stakeholders here and the soccer community as a whole to try and get in at least one, if not more, international friendlies leading up to World Cup, you know, and try and give, you know, just another taste of what we'll see next summer. But more to come on that, and certainly keep your eyes and ears on LSSC.net for updates and announcements as those unfold.
All right. You, as an expert in the industry, I want to ask you this question because, you know, we had the advent of the FIFA Club World Cup. That'll be every 4 years. We're into Leagues Cup right now. MLS plays in the summer. You got English Premier League teams over here now. How much soccer can this market bear in America? Because this is like, you know, the land of milk and honey now when it comes to playing games and matches and tournaments. And, of course, the relationship between MLS and Liga MX and the Mexican national team. Put some thought into that for us and kind of give us your take on that as somebody who's really embedded in it from the standpoint of hosting matches and putting on games.
Yeah, I think saturation is real. I think that the business of soccer has certainly worked hard to exploit create opportunities leading into World Cup next year. Last summer, you certainly saw the impact on some of the events coming off of Copa America, that event was so special, and Houston was fortunate enough to have three major matches in it, all very successful matches. But it took its toll on the broader market. You saw it again this summer. Gold Cup as a whole was down significantly in attendance. Club World Cup had its struggles in the attendance. But I think when you look towards, you know, how we're approaching it, and you look at the advantages we have, not only from an experience, from an infrastructure perspective, but from a market perspective. I mean, our diversity here in Houston plays very well into be able to mitigate that and create additional opportunities where some markets may not be able to bear more or as much. We're trying to be strategic about it, and we're going to continue to work as a community to bring the best we can to Houston because our community deserves it. It's earned it, and we know we can be successful in this space. But we do feel collectively here and as a broader country, we do feel the saturation point getting there. And it'll be interesting to see what post World Cup looks like. I do feel like there'll be a tremendous amount of momentum personally coming off of World Cup. We'll be careful to see just how that's utilized and continues to help grow the game. So more to come there. But I think from our perspective, we know it's real. We see it. We're trying to be strategic about it. And ultimately, we want to continue to bring the best to Houston.
He's David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, the changing soccer fan. They're pretty particular now. They want the best of the best in a lot of ways, I would think, right? So when you pick matches, I would think you have to be very selective in the type of match that you pick and really do a profile sort of dissertation on what is a good fit for a market. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. No, it is. It is. I mean, look, you know, we've had success with the great clubs of the world, both national teams and international clubs. You look back with most recent major friendly was 2023 with last year with Chivas in America and in the Clásico. And that was a great match for our community. Both clubs have huge fan bases, obviously. Strong soccer community. We've had success with major clubs because of the corporate base here, because of the international market that we are, because of the diversity we have. Can we get everybody here and make sense? No, we can't. And we've had to turn down some opportunities that have come up because, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business, and if we can't make the business work, you know, then you still have to put on the same amount of work, if not more. So we try and focus on what we feel is going to resonate in the market. We've had a lot of success with it, and we'll continue to focus on it.
And David, I would expect that you get a lot of inquiries from teams that want to come here and play in Houston, right? Like that you just look at and go, this is not a fit for our market.
Well, it's an interesting part of the business, Glenn. I mean, that, you know, whether it be agents or promoters or the clubs themselves, the organizations themselves. You know, I know I certainly spend a lot of time, and our group does, trying to build relationships with as broad a base as we can. Houston can offer at any level an opportunity. I mean, you know, we have our MLS stadium, which has a smaller capacity, than NRG, but can fit a tremendous amount of great content in there. You know, we've got buildings that are in between, you know, and even, you know, the Dynamo at one point obviously played on the U of H campus. So, you know, I think there's a lot of flexibility in this market. And I think that bodes well as you try and build those relationships and lean on those conversations to try and create the right fit for whatever the club is or whatever the team is that's coming through. So we'll continue to do that. And there's a great soccer community here that helps to support that. You know, we lean on them a lot to help us understand what might be the best fit for a situation. And more often than not, we've got them. And more often than not, we've been able to deliver a great experience for fans. But that doesn't mean we don't keep working at it.
David, always a pleasure. Congratulations on the big, big attendance for the Gold Cup final. That's another box that's checked over at Energy Stadium when it comes to international soccer content. Thanks, as always, for coming on the show, keeping us abreast of everything, and keep up the good work. Enjoy the Manchester United game tonight.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun at Soldier Field. They'll have a good crowd. Appreciate your time, as always, Glenn, and appreciate your support in helping us bring full houses for next summer's World Cup matches at NRG Stadium. LSSC.net for those tickets. Get a hold of them today.
You heard it. LSSC.net. We're going to take a break. It's Destination 2026. That was David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Show presented by Energy, Quanta, Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest. Stay with us. We got one more segment to go here tonight. Soccer reigns here in Houston.
Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup. And as we continue on here tonight, we opened it up talking about the 1970 World Cup and the great Pelé in Brazil and how that was one of the monumental World Cups in history. Right now, though, speaking of international soccer, we got the Dynamo taking on Mazatlan of Mexico Leagues Cup Friday night. Right now, caller number 4, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Mazatlan as the Dynamo competing in their second game in the Leagues Cup. Again, the number 713-780-3776. Show presented by Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest Energy, and Quanta. Let's bring on our next guest right now. She is a director of community engagement for Houston Harris County Sports Authority. She is a former Dynamo employee as well. That's where I met her. She is Maria Duran. She joins us now. Maria, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Excited to have you on the show tonight. And we're excited because the World Cup is less than a year away. Before I get you into some initiatives that you're working very hard on, I just wanted to ask you about the excitement you feel having been in soccer with World Cup 2026 getting closer and closer.
Well, you know, soccer is in my blood. I'm from El Salvador. That is part of our daily dosage, right? And so for me, I can tell you that I'm excited. I am anxious. I can't believe that it's going to be here in Houston and in our backyard. It's something that when I started in professional sports, it became a dream, a personal goal, and now to have it so close, for it to be here, it's really, really exciting, and I just can't believe everything that's happening and how the city is really embracing it, how everybody's just, you know, getting ready, and It's a very exciting time for all of us that have been in the industry. It's an extremely exciting time.
El Salvador is a passionate soccer country, as we all know. I've called games down there. It was an incredible experience for me. When did that connection with soccer start with you? I'm assuming it might be a father, family member. How did that happen?
Yeah, no, I mean everybody in my family. My cousin, he played when he was young. My uncle, my dad, he also played, and so it's definitely part of the family DNA. Every time I visited El Salvador when I was young, and even now, either you play outside with the neighbors, or now I get to go and watch the games in El Cuscatlán. And so it's very much ingrained in what we do. And there in our neighborhood, we have soccer fields, and so every single Sunday, everybody, it becomes an entire community event. So, yeah, since I was very young, and now to be an adult and to experience it in a different way has just been, it's been wild.
Power of the sport. And boy, having called games in the Cuscatlan, the stadium you mentioned, I've had some amazing experiences, but I don't want to get away from what we're doing here. I'll tell one of those stories in the future about a game that I called in Cuscatlan, which Maria mentioned. That is the national stadium where La Selecta El Salvador plays. We're getting closer and closer to the World Cup. All right, the energy is ramping up. You've got a lot of initiatives, though, and I really want to make sure I create a lot of time here for you to talk about Buy Houston, Buy Houston. Tell my listeners what this is all about.
Yeah. Well, Buy Houston is our vendor program at the Sports Authority, at the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. And, we have events, sporting events that happen year round. And we want to make sure that local businesses are aware of those opportunities, that they can also be a part of those events. And so our vendor program, it's very easy for local businesses to get involved. It's basically a registration online. We have the registration on our website, but beyond that, it's an opportunity to really know the different opportunities that are coming up. Right now we have AAU Junior Olympics, and so a couple months ago we had an opportunity for a graphic designer to redo the logo. We have big events that are coming next year, and so there will also be contract opportunities there. And right now, I've been going out into the community, connecting with the local businesses and inviting them to be a part of it. We're really looking for businesses that are already in that event space. So everything from transportation to security to rentals to decor. I mean, all of those, what I would say, like the basic things for events. But yeah, this is just such a great way for businesses to plug in and be a part of all of these different festivities.
So when they sign up online, is that to find out about the opportunities that exist? Are there networking events? How does that all work?
So once a business signs up online, then it's a very quick and easy questionnaire. We really want to get to know the business a bit more, know what those products are, those services, know a little bit more about, some references, who they've worked with before, and just get to know them. And then once we vet them, then they go into our database. And so all the businesses that are in our database receive updates whenever there's a new RFP or any sort of information that's coming out of the different sporting events. And that's where businesses can then decide, do they want to pursue that? Is that something that they would like? And so we're kind of that middle person, right? To be able to connect the local businesses with those opportunities that come from our various organizing entities.
Maria Duran joining us, Director of Community Engagement, Houston Harris County. Maria, do you have the website address? Can you shoot that out to us right now?
Yes. So it's HoustonSports.org/BHBH. Stands for Buy Houston, Buy Houston. And it's something that's we think that this is great. When we launched it, we initially launched this during the college football playoff national championship. And at that time, we had a lot of businesses that signed up, and so everything from florists, local florists that were able to get a contract. We also had, security. I mean, it definitely just showcases the impact that sports has across the community, not only through the event itself, what's happening on the field and the excitement, but also that economic impact, which is one of the big reasons why Houston has been so successful in bringing these major sporting events into town.
Maria Duran, Director of Community Engagement, Houston Harris County Sports Authority. This sounds like a really, really good opportunity, and this is how you can be a part of upcoming events. How does this directly or indirectly tie into World Cup 2026 as well? Because, we all hear the power companies and the big brands and the Fortune 500s, they're all going to be a part of the World Cup. But boy, there's going to be real opportunity for mid-level to even small businesses with, half a million people to maybe a million people coming to Houston once we find out the draw.
Yeah. Well, through our program, I think there's going to be direct and also indirect impact, right? The contracts that will come through, be it FIFA or maybe some of the other planning partners and sponsors that are tied to the event. But then this is also such a great opportunity for local businesses and other entities, such as chambers and even management districts to really start organizing and kind of showcasing, what we have here in Houston. And I think we have such a vibrant business community to where every single visitor that comes into town, they'll want to really get to know the city, right? I mean, I can tell you that when I have visitors coming into town, I mean, I tell them about everything, right? You need to go and explore our Chinatown, Asiatown. You need to go into the East End and, learn a little bit more about the culture, or go up to the North Side and kind of see like where we had Moody Park, right? One of the major
Famous park.
One of the biggest parks and where soccer really started here in Houston. And so it's
Exactly.
one of those things where it's this is also such a great time for businesses to come together. And so we hope that through the work that we're doing, not only bringing businesses into our database, but also going out into the community and engaging with the different businesses and organizations, that we're able to plant that seed as to, what's coming and how they can also start activating and get ready.
It's by Houston, by Houston. One more time, the website, Maria.
So that's houstonsports.org/BHBH.
She is Maria Duran. She is connecting the community, Director of Community Engagement, Houston Harris County Sports Authority. Maria, great catching up. Let's talk some more El Salvadorian soccer in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, we definitely need to. Thank you.
All right, that's Maria Duran. And when she mentioned Moody Park, reminds me of the great Victor Delgadillo from our soccer community, one of the great organizers and many of those over there that created a lot of the Houston leagues back in the day, the amateur leagues. All right, we take a break here. Caller number three, it's 713-780-3776. Caller number three, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets, Houston Dynamo, Mazatlan. Friday night, Shell Energy Stadium. You're going to want to be there. Caller number three right now. All right, that does it for Destination 2026 here tonight. Houston's Countdown to the Cup, brought to you by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist Energy, and Quanta. As we leave tonight, though, I do want to offer up another pair of tickets, Dynamo Mazatlan of Liga MX. Friday night, Shell Energy Stadium. Caller number three to close it out tonight at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number three. You can get the podcast of both this show and Soccer Matters at ESPN975.com, also on Spotify and Apple. But likes, comments, we want it all. I'm your host, Glenn Davis, serving you, as always, the Houston soccer community. Good night, everyone.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.